SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could end the war soon, but Iran denies that many discussions have taken place. The war, meanwhile, continues to rage with Iran and Israel trading rocket and drone fire. And Secretary of State Rubio heads to France to discuss a host of hot-button issues, including the Iran war, with American allies.
Rubio will attend a group of seven foreign ministers meeting near Versailles outside of Paris on Friday to advance key U.S. interests and discuss shared security concerns and opportunities for cooperation. The State Department said in a statement, areas of focus will include the Russian-Ukraine war, the situation in the Middle East, and threats across the world to peace and stability. Nearly all of the other G7 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, have reacted coolly at best to U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran and have declined to participate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Russia unleashing a massive drone and missile barrage on civilian areas of Ukraine and is stepping up ground attacks along the front. Ukrainian officials say the overnight aerial strikes killed four people, injured at least 27. Federal investigators are working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly crash of a plane and a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Lead investigator Jennifer Homedy says don't expect any answers soon.
What I'm going to tell you is we are world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to, we can't provide those.
Two pilots were killed in the crash. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed an energy industry executive, Alan Armstrong, to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by newly minted Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. The Dow down 121 points. This is SRN News. Disturbing documents from the CIA.
According to a report by America First Legal, during the Biden years, the spy agency was deeply concerned about so-called white extremism in the U.S., and concluded that, quote, traditional motherhood and homemaking were indicators. AFL points to a Biden-era CIA document titled Women Advancing White Violent Extremist Radicalization and Recruitment. AFL says, quote, an agency with critical intelligence responsibilities was spending its resources targeting women promoting motherhood. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They're hoping friendly attorneys general will file more lawsuits against the Trump administration. SRN News. The Defense Department will be issuing new press credentials while closing media offices in the Pentagon.
The announcement comes after a judge sided with the New York Times in a lawsuit regarding limits on reporters' access to the building. Pentagon spokesperson Sean Parnell says the agency disagrees with the ruling and will appeal. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman in Washington, D.C. last week sided with the newspaper and ruled that the Pentagon's new policy illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to the new rules. Parnell says reporters will be able to work from an annex outside the building, which will be available when ready. Keith Peters, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether mail ballots that arrive after Election Day should be counted. The ultimate decision by the High Court will affect voters in 14 states as well as the District of Columbia. More details, SRNNews.com.